Martha, what exactly did the defendants do that prompted criminal charges?
In September of 2014, in the very early dawn, they took a steel tripod that they had created beforehand and put it on one of the tracks in a BNSF rail yard. It's called the Delta Rail Yard in Everett, Washington, north of Seattle. This rail yard is a zillion acres, according to one of the police agents who was called as a witness. It's a huge, huge rail yard. They did that because already by the fall of 14, it was clear to many people that federal regulations remained very, very weak on the safety of oil trains, and they were continuing to explode, you know, right and left all across the continent.
The judge reversed himself on an earlier ruling and is now allowing the necessity defense in this case, potentially setting a precedent in terms of climate civil disobedience in the United States. Is that a game changer for the defendants?
That is a game changer. Necessity defenses, I believe, have been used for those who blocked trains carrying, you know, Trident submarines and nuclear warheads way back. It has been used in the UK back in 2008 when six Greenpeace activists used climate change as a legal defense, a legal necessity defense, and were cleared of causing criminal damage at a coal-fired power plant. But until the trial of the Delta 5, no similar case has been argued in the U.S.
Martha, you've been attending the court proceedings. What's been going on inside the courtroom?
The courtroom has been quite interesting, very exciting. First of all, everyone is squeezed in like sardines. It's a tiny place. All eyes are very much on the lawyers and the defendants. The jury, a good half of Monday, took up jury selection. That was rather interesting when the sole prosecutor, the sole man who is representing the state, his focus when he was trying to weed out jurors was he asked them if they were familiar with protests like the KKK and people who've been protesting at Planned Parenthood clinics. And he seemed to be trying to make a connection with the Delta 5 protesters and those protesters. And I don't know if he succeeded. It's been a very interesting trial to watch.
Who are the five defendants?
The five defendants, they came together under Rising Tide, which is very much active in the Northwest and in Oregon as well. But they also are five independent people. They're very, very independent people. One is a retired music teacher. One is an assistant middle school teacher. Another co-owns a coffee shop in a nearby town where the rail tracks run close by. There's also a man who's run for political office. Another woman, Abby Brockway, the woman who repelled herself to the top of the tripod, is a house painter. She and her husband own this small business, and her entire family have been in the courtroom the entire time. And then the other, the fifth of the Delta 5, is a man who probably has the most climate research and climate work behind him. He's written numerous books and helped found a nonprofit climate solutions organization and has a lot of legal climate work under his belt. But he told the court that the time had come, especially with catastrophic climate change at our throat day in, day out. There came a time because of disruptive climate change and because his teenage daughter asked him, "Is there any hope, Dad?" that he felt the time had come to put his line on the rails.
The Delta 5 trial comes at a time of rapid expansion of oil by rail in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, this week there are public hearings in Vancouver, Washington, on a massive oil-by-rail hub. What's the status of that project?
The status of that development project, this week was the last of public hearings held by the state's energy efficiency evaluation outfit that are reviewing permits for the terminal. There's been quite a lot of pushback against the terminal ever since it was proposed by Tesoro Oil Company, a Texas oil company, and Savage, a facilities management company. And there's been a huge pushback primarily because it slated to be North America's largest oil by rail facility. So public comments will end this week, then up until through January 22nd. The public can continue to make comments, but then the both proponents and opponents of the Vancouver Energy Terminal will come to the table and argue their case before the state evaluation facility people, and then we'll see what happens. But things look like they're still on hold for all of 2016.
Finally, back to the Delta 5 courtroom. Where is the trial in the process, and what's to come?
At this point, a BNSF railroad employee is on the stand, as well as another expert who is going to talk about the public health impacts from coal dust and obviously the public safety issue connected with exploding oil trains. Then it may be that already by, 2 o'clock Pacific time, the judge will begin to instruct the jury to tell them what they can and cannot, look at in their deliberations.
That's FSRN's Martha Baskin. She's been attending the trial and joined us by phone from Seattle. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.